Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host this weekend, joined by Tim Miller, Sonora City Administrator. Mr. Miller, next thing we haven't talked about is the issue of homelessness. I haven't heard much on that topic from a city standpoint recently. You know, what can you tell us about what's being looked at right now and issues to address the rising homelessness?
BJ, I think you might be aware, and your viewers might be aware, the city did have a homeless task force, or does have a homeless task force committee that was established by the council. They met over several months. They did come to a conclusion, made a recommendation to the council that, and I don't have the motion in front of me, but that a bigger task force be developed involving the county and service providers and others that are involved in the homeless issue, because it's not just a city issue. The council, received that recommendation, if you will, and I know there's been some informal conversations about trying to get an organization together to accomplish that. So our task force is on hold for the moment until we see if a larger group evolves to take over that role that would involve the city and the county and the homeless service providers and others that are interested in those issues to get the broader perspective that it's going to take to really to deal with the homeless issue.
Next topic I want to ask you about is roads. The city's had some pretty big road projects recently. The Mono Greenlee widening project. Before that, it was the Mono Way widening project. We've been hearing a lot about SB1 gas tax revenue coming into cities and counties. Do you expect much revenue coming from that?
No, not at this point. Our revenues, based on population and the other formulas that allocate the funds, are fairly limited. Our first-year revenues were something around $30,000 that we've reprogrammed into this year to do some striping and street delineation types of work. I think in our allocation this year is upwards of $80,000 to do some overlay work that we'll plan, and that may be out on Shaw's Flat or Snell. I'm not sure which one was the one that the council had looked at previously. The other projects that we've completed were done with mitigation funds, and they were joint projects with the county. We thank them very much for their participation. I think we invested about $7.5 million in doing those projects, the intersection project and the Monoway widening project. But those were our two major traffic mitigation funded projects. So we're done with those projects, and now we're back to just what our gas tax and SB1 funds provide for road improvements, which are pretty limited for the city.
Got about a minute left. The city council and city officials recently made a pretty big decision, a hiring decision, putting True Vanderweel into the permanent police chief position. What can you tell us about this?
I think the council was very excited to make that permanent appointment. Mr. Vanderweel had been acting chief for approximately a year so that the city could evaluate his performance. Prior to that, we had Chief Harden come in and evaluate Mr. Vanderweel's qualifications, and through that process, the council was comfortable moving him into that permanent position, which I wholeheartedly supported.
Well, we've come to an end on today's show. Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation, BJ. It's always a pleasure to come in and share news with your listening audience.
Again, we thank Tim Miller, Sonora City Administrator, for being our guest on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.